More than 100,000 Tongans live overseas, more than currently inhabit their homeland. For many, living overseas gives Tongans a chance to get better jobs, a more comfortable lifestyle, and a chance to help their family back home. But this doesn't mean they have turned their backs on being Tongan. The chairman of the New Zealand Tongan Advisory Council, Malino Marker, is one of those that had to make the hard choice to leave home.
I'm just purely talking as a Tongan to change from being a Tongan to a New Zealander. It's a major thing for us because of, you feel like that, you know, some people feel like that you betray your country, and it's difficult to explain to someone else, you know, if you haven't experienced that.
A lot of that disconnect is about to end, as Tongans can now become dual citizens, holding citizenship in their homeland as well as the country where they live. The Secretary of Foreign Affairs in Tonga, Fainga Tone, explains how Tonga's migrants played a large part in the dual citizenship decision.
Well, dual citizenship is something that was raised to a great extent by Tongans residing overseas, and it was put to Parliament and then the government, and it took a little bit of time to now pass the law and regulations regarding dual citizenship.
A large number of these proactive Tongans live in the United States. Dr. Kathy Small of the University of Arizona is the author of Voyages, From Tongan Villages to American Suburbs. She's been working with the Tongan expats in the Pacific and the U.S. for decades.
They don't want to give up the Tongan citizenship. And so what I think it allows them to do also is to become U.S. citizens now, because they could be both. And so I see it working in both directions. With a green card, which is what many Tongans have without becoming U.S. citizens, they are really unrestricted. But it does restrict them in ways that you don't realize at first. You can't vote, for instance. You can't get U.S. grants. You're not in a favorable position when it comes to applying for colleges. You may have to come to school as if you were a foreigner and pay outside tuition costs. There are small business grants that you can get as a U.S. citizen. There are, you know, other kinds of things. And I think that having dual citizenship would allow you to have the best of both worlds, which is really what most Tongans, especially Tongan Americans, are after.
Dr. Small says Tongans will no longer have to split their choice between home and work. She says the new Citizenship Act has recognized their tough decision.
The new law is a positive because it makes possible legally what I think are in many people's hearts. There are many people here who feel dual loyalties. They feel themselves to be American. They appreciate what this country have to offer them and their children. But they have major loyalties to Tonga that come out in remittances and that come out in sending kids back to Tonga and come out in traveling on almost an annual basis sometimes back to Tonga for holidays. And even kids who are brought up completely here, the football team that has a lot of Tongan members will do Tongan dances, they'll do Maori dances, the Polynesian heritage that they have is very strong, and I think that this kind of a dual citizenship law allows them to create legally what really is in their hearts emotionally.
Malino Marker of the New Zealand Tongan Advisory Council is in no doubt that it's a popular decision.
I think it had to happen because there's more and more Tongans born overseas than in Tonga. This change is well overdue.